Monday night, Chavis Halvavas. Shara Bitochel, Parak Ravi. We're on page Kuf Nun Aleph. Doing Bitochel and Hashem when it comes to doing mitzvahs. And we're talking about the three stages you go to when you make a bechir, any decision really, but we're talking about bechira because we're talking about that the first two levels, the first two stages of making a decision and planning and doing something, you taka are in control of. You're not a puppet at all. Hashem, as it were, gave us that area to control, or as much as we're conscious of, we control it. And therefore, you have the first two levels, the first two stages, which is the plan, the decision. So he says on page Kufnun Aleph, around the middle of the page, Hariyah bitochon al Hashem bekach, to have bitochon when it comes to making a decision and to mapping out how the decision will be implemented. You say, okay, I'll leave it up to Hashem. So that's to'us v'sichlus. Ki Hashem yisalek v'armosar b'yodenu. Hashem gave this over to us. B'chiras mishmato u'merio. This decision about whether we'll do good or evil, right or wrong, in consonance with his ratzon, or violating his ratzon. So that was given over to us. So it's not shayach bitochon. It's taka up to us. Bitochon doesn't mean Hashem's going to help you. Bitochon doesn't mean Hashem's going to help. It means bitochon means, as defined, that you're fully relying on Hashem and you're in touch with the reality that it's fully up to Him. So you're going to fully rely on Him because it's fully up to Him. Here, he's saying it's foolish. It's not up to Him, as it were. It's up to you. So what are you relying on someone else for when it's up to you?
Let's say you have an option, you have two choices, two jobs, for instance, to give you an example. You don't know what to do, A or B.
That's not Bechira. And the Bechira we're talking about is Hashem Ubacharta Bechayim, Tov and Ra, with, you know, His will or not His will. Sometimes a person may say that the pros and cons of which job to take may involve making bechira choices. But that's already subtleties and difficult, and for that people go to a rav or a mentor to see if indeed it's that case, because it's rarely objectively so, that this is good and this is evil, that this is Yetzer Tov and this is Yetzer Ra. It can be the other way around also. It's very difficult to judge. So for that, people go to a Rav or a Rebbe and they talk it over. So he says, "Kamo shomer akosu b'bacharta b'chayim v'lo mosolanu hafolas hamaisa b'mashmas u'memeri kiyim b'sibol shehen michutz lanu." But the actual carrying out of the deed, that already is not up to us. That's back in Hashem's hands. If we're going to make it to the hospital to be mevakecholeh, if we're going to make it to shul to daven, if we're going to have control of our hands to put on the tefillin, the talis, it's not up to us. Yitochnu be'itim b'siyomim. Could be sometimes Hashem will allow him to do it, and he always has to rely on Hashem to help him carry out his plans, his yazma. Will they eat them? And sometimes nitzarim hemi menu, they are kept from him. Lachem, therefore, habotech al Hashem bebechiras hamishmas l'Hashem. Someone who exhibits bitachon, he's going to rely on Hashem that he's going to be good, that it's going to work out. He's going to listen to Hashem. He's going to do what's right. V'yomar. And he says, Lo efchar, I'm not going to choose what to do. I'm going to just go with the flow. And whatever happens, I'm relying on Hashem. Hashem will get me to shul. Hashem will Hashem will get me a chavrusa. Hashem will work things out for me. I have bitachon. The lowest kavin lasiyas dover mimishmas Hashem. I won't choose what to do. I won't make those sometimes hard choices of doing what I know I'm supposed to be doing. Ada sheyivchali mehen mashiyesh bo dovasi. Until Hashem, I'm relying on Hashem. Hashem loves me. Hashem cares about me. Hashem wants what's good for me. Hashem is so powerful. So Hashem is going to get me to shul. Hashem is going to get me to the shul to learn, to daven. Hashem is going to get me a chavrusa. It's all going to work out. Hareza toem mishvil hayosher. This person is off track. He's off track. He's making a huge mistake. Umadu ashurav min aderech hanochon. He's another lotion of he's stepped off the road. Ki Hashem kvar tzivonu livchres maisa mishmas. Hashem told us that we make the choices. Ule hiskaven aleihem behistadlus ubiyozma ubekenus behistadlus ubiyozma. Part of that is planning the implementation. It's not a question of intelligence. It's not a question of smartness. It's also bechira, part of bechira, to show that your bechira is real. So you figure out how to implement it. How is that going to happen? Ubekenus machshava, with purity of heart, leman shmo yisroman v'yisadar. That's already, every mitzvah should be done leman shmo, for the sake of Hashem. Talks about that in Shar Yichud HaMaiser. V'hodiyonu shezeh ofen hanochon lanu. This is what's right. This is what you should choose to do. Olam hazeh ulolam haba. It gets you olam hazeh and olam haba. U'b'charta v'chayim. B'derech klal. There are always exceptions, and these are the difficult questions which make you study philosophy and eons. But b'derech klal, good people have it good. They don't have to be famous, they don't have to be rich, they don't need those things. They go through life, things work out. Because they're besimcha, because they're sameach b'chelko, so, you know, everything plays off against one or the other. And the Rishon, taka, don't have olam hazeh either. Oh. The im niskenu hasibos, if things work out, v'nis afshara, and it became possible, it worked. Hafolos hamaisa b'mishmas Hashem, like bingo, you actually did it. Asher kodma b'chirusayinu osa, that which we chose to do, and that which we planned the implementation about, indeed came about. And that's up to Hashem. That's a schus that we have, he says. Then we get schar, yielanu shefa hagmul. We get schar, A, for bechira, as a mishmas, B, for the planning of the implementation, and you get schar because we have become kalim for what Hashem has done. So we get schar for that. We find favor in the eyes of Hashem. It means if we didn't choose to do that. That's up to Hashem. But Hashem's letting us know we get schar because we were instruments for Kiddush Shem Shemayim. We were instruments for good things happening. We were instruments for correct things happening. So that's good. I'm not sure if they're different or they're just more intense.
Because if you do the figure and you do the kavana, but because Hashem willed it that we weren't going to succeed at it, do we get credit for 2/3? You know?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. His chiddush is that you get the schar for the third. It's really not such a big chiddush, even though it seems like a tremendous chiddush, because you didn't have bechira in that. So, first of all, I mean, the basic shot is that you lemaisa were an instrument of Kiddush Hashem. You have to realize schar is not the candy they give out at the end of Pirkei. Schar is how close your neshama is to Hashem. How bond you create that bonding with Hashem in your lifetime. You create your own reward. The reward is how the nefesh adoni tzur b'tzarachayim. So you decide that with all of your bechira and everything you choose to do, you create your own olam haba. You create your own schar. So he's saying, if Hashem chose you to make the instrument of Kiddush Hashem, even though it wasn't up to you, but he did it because he saw that your sense of your decision and your sense of purpose, your will that it should happen, was pure and lishma, and it was good. So he said, you know, I'm going to let this taka happen. So you get schar for the third thing as well. Because I'm explaining it's not that much of a Kiddush, because you are that much more bonded with Hashem when it actually happened than if it just remained a machshava tova.
If you set your alarm, the machshava, I want to go to that tomorrow. Set the alarm, and then the electricity goes out at night.
We didn't learn that yet. That's the second half. Meanwhile, we're learning the first half. You got up and you went to shul.
You actually did
it. Yeah, you did it. You didn't have a stroke. You got the shul. The car started. You got the shul. You didn't go past the stop sign and get a ticket and come late. You found the parking spot in front of the shul. This is all up to Hashem. It's not up to you. You didn't get a flat tire, right? The car didn't stall out. You turned the key. It went, right? Or I'd say if you walked, you didn't have a stroke, right? You got the shul. You didn't get run over by a car. You didn't get hit by a car. You didn't have any of the that can happen, right?
Let's say you change your mind. I mean, you do all the planning, then the alarm goes off. You're like, you know, I don't want to get up this morning.
So you cancel
it. You cancel it, or?
If you thwarted your Bechira Tova yourself with your Bechira Ra, I would imagine you canceled your reward. You changed your mind. Oh, what happens if the last three lines. But that's what he said. He says he gets chai for the third thing too. It's really a chiddush, but I think I understand it. The niv sermonei varma follows maaseyem. Let's say it didn't happen. You got to the hospital, the person checked out already. You didn't find the parking spot. I'm assuming that, by the third day, you're supposed to plan for no parking spot, right? You can't use Hashem as an excuse anymore. If you know there's no parking in the shul, so that becomes part of what your implementation mahalach is. The amniv sermon on avirma follows masayim. If it didn't happen for whatever reason, yesh lanu gemul habechira, you still get schar for the decision, the hakavana and the game plan that you made. That's your area, and you get schar for that. Kamisha is Karnu Liel. Then he says, the Kacha Onesh Al Hameri, which is also a tremendous Chiddush, and the question is, what is he saying? He is saying that Onesh works the same way. That means he's saying that if you make a Bechira Raw, and you make a bad implementation plan, that's against, and then it didn't happen, Hashem prevented it from happening, so he's saying you still get an onesh. That's what he says, b'feirish, that's his last four words. The kacha onesh al hameri. This lechora flies in the face of the famous Gemara, that machshava ra, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa l'maisa, that if you plan to do bad, you make a bad choice, a bad bechira, an evil bechira, evil Bechira, and it didn't happen. Hashem, the guy, you know, you wanted to punch a guy and he ducked and you didn't hit him, right? So he says you get punished. So there's a question, that's it. It's like almost an obvious question. We all are familiar with the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mitzarech Machshava Ra L'Maaseh. A very, very simple answer. The Gemara, that Gemara goes on to say that if the person did the Aveira a couple times, I'm not going into the technicality of the Gemara, how many times, once, twice, three times, then he certainly does get punished for his Machshav Ra. The Biur, the explanation of the famous idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mitzayer of Machshav Ra L'maisa, is that we assume he wouldn't have done it. It's really what Rashi says, and it really comes out clearly from the Gemara. It's not in a Jew's nature to sin. So if the sinning didn't happen, we don't look at it that he was going to do it, and at the last minute Hashem intervened and it didn't happen. We look at it, maybe he would have changed his mind too, or probably would have changed his mind too. And that's why once he sinned, once, twice, three times, whatever the count is, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzvah. Because then, really, as we can see it even more clearly, really there's no reason why Hashem would not be Mitzaref Machshava Ra. Because that's always what you get punished for. You always get punished for your Machshava Ra. You never get punished for the actually doing it, because that's not even up to you. That's up to Hashem. Right, this is a famous philosophical idea. According to the Chavis Havovitz, it's not even a question. In other words, Hashem enabled our Chatan. Why are we getting punished? Hashem enabled our Chatan. So the famous answer is that that's what you get punished for. Hashem just allows us to do evil, and that's part of Bechira. But according to the Chavis Havovitz, the question doesn't start. Yitzhak, you get punished for the first two things. Just like you get reward for the first two things, so you get punished for the first two things. It's also so. Now, it seems from the Chayyus Haldavus that if the bad thing you did happened, so just like by Schar we say that even though that part was not up to you, that was up to Hashem, but you get Schar because He used you, in as much that He used you as a kli for Kiddush Hashem. So the same as with Aveira. Even though Hashem did that, as he says, v'chein b'meri, that means the parallel universe exists also. If you do an Aveira, so you get punished for doing it, even though Hashem enabled it, you didn't do it. The reason is, because Hashem used you as a kli for chilul Hashem, and that's merachik you from Hashem, which is the idea of punishment anyway.
Does that logic actually fall through? Let's say you had the Aveira, and something evil happens, something bad happens out of the planning, you know.
So you weren't able to do the mitzvah.
Right, you weren't able to do the mitzvah, but are you held then responsible at that point that you had the machshava and the kavana
to do good?
Right, yeah. But, you know, okay, I'm going to wake up to go to Minyan, I set my alarm, I get up, I get in the car, and constantly going, I hit and kill somebody on my way to school. Okay, you know.
So it depends, was it your fault or not? I mean, were you a posheya? You're talking about an onus, that it was not his fault?
Yeah.
So if he's an onus, it means Hashem stopped him from going to shul. There's two issues. Hashem stopped him from going to shul. The third thing didn't happen, the third level, but he gets schar for his decision and is planning the implementation. He doesn't get the schar of the person that Hashem used as a kli for good things, the third thing. The 13th taka didn't happen, but he gets schar for the first two. Now, another question: does he get an onesh for having killed someone? So that's going to depend on if he was an ones or not. If he was an ones, it means it happened unwillingly. He didn't make a decision, not even to be careless. He certainly didn't make a decision to kill. But in Hilchus Grama, if he's a posheya, so he doesn't get chiyav misa, but he's considered responsible for the death if he was just a Peshaya. So that would depend on that.
Isn't there an Indian that if you try to do a mitzvah and you can't do it, you still get reward for it?
Yes, and according to the Chayyus Halvavus, that very specifically means it means the first two.
Yeah. So if you try to take pink or clothing and then you do it and you get to the hospital and the guy's dead,
so you get schar.
Two parts.
Well, you say just, but according to the Chayyus Halvavus, that's really the main schar of your whole life. Because the third thing is really up to Hashem. So the whole schar, everything you read about schar and learn about schar, and it's all about the first two, because that's the only place where bechira exists. And on the third, you're supposed to have bitachon. I'm relying on Hashem that I will be able to put on the tefillin. I'm relying on Hashem that I will be able to give mabaka chola. I'm relying on Hashem that I will be able to give the tzedakah. That's on Hashem. That's always what the schar is.